One of the most polarizing and intriguing figures in hip-hop right now is a 23-year-old rapper and producer who goes by the name Travis Scott. He grew up as Jacques Webster in a suburb of Houston. His mentor is Kanye West, and he's signed to the label imprint of hip-hop star T.I. His first official album is called Rodeo, and NPR Music's Timhotep Aku has our review.
Like Kanye West, Travis Scott is a college dropout with a middle-class background who chose music over higher education. Scott has a lot in common with West when it comes to attitude, too. He's passionate, almost to a fault, and a recent spate of controversial outbursts have earned him a reputation as an enfant terrible. Travis Scott is both a musician and a master thief. On his full-length debut, Rodeo, he appropriates the sounds and aesthetics of his forebears like Kid Cudi and contemporaries like Chief Keef to create a dark, visceral sonic collage all his own.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote.
Musically, Rodeo is sprawling. It blends the cinematic synths of Atlanta's trap scene, the aggressive percussion of Chicago's drill music, and the auto-tuned sing-song rap of the city's bop music with the more is better maximalism that Kanye West is known for.
Ladies order up the champagne, a whole lot of it. Painkillers and got back pain, oh you gotta love it.
Lyrically, Rodeo is debaucherous, disaffected, and rude. This is attitude for attitude's sake, or, more precisely, because the words aren't there to convey deep meaning as much as to accompany the music's overall mood.
Calling for Maria, lost without Maria. By diving a marina, so trust me, baby, trust me, trust me.
Travis Scott's musical collage is all about atmosphere. Sure, some will dismiss Rodeo as derivative, but that's not his concern. He knows that if you're going to be known as a thief, you should be known as a thief with impeccable taste.
Timhotep Aku of NPR Music reviewed Rodeo by Travis Scott.